the general, and I was keen to get back to driving. So I drove a lot and cut the grass on my mower with just one leg until I had the other one fitted. And then I went through the trauma of having made the limb, a lot of blistering where the amputation had taken place. It's called tethering, where the skin actually attaches to the bone, doesn't move, and consequently you get blisters. And then you're grounded, you can't actually use the leg for 3 weeks until that heals up. But I set myself some target. I set myself a 3 month target, amputation to walking again, unaided. And the nurse, the people, the physios in the limb centre used to pass out because they had me parading up and down between these bars in the gym. Then, of course, I'd say, to hell with the bars, I'm going to do it without the bars. And they'll say, you can't do that, you know, you catch hold of the bars. And anyway, I mean, I was very happy about the balance and able to walk again. But I couldn't cope with this blistering. And I kept saying to them, look, I'm not the first guy to have his leg off. Thousands of people must have had this problem. There must be a solution to it. Everybody's different, Mr. Jones. Everybody gets treated. The reaction to amputations in people are different. I said, oh, come off it. There must be standard treatment. But I don't know how it went away. I think it was due to probably a girl called Penny in the limb centre teaching me to walk properly on it. That's the only thing I can attribute it to, the disappearance of the blisters. Anyway, I was then able to see my car had been converted by that time. I was able to drive. I was never ever unable to drive. And even though fairly amusing experience in parked in an Asda car park once when the battery on my car failed. And when Wendy phoned the AA, I said to him when he arrived, the man, look, I don't know what you got to do, but I've got to sit in the car because I haven't got a leg to get out on. But he only fixed the battery and we got home okay. So, interesting.
You've expressed some criticisms of the NHS and also said you're a fan of the NHS.
Yeah. Bits of it are super. I mean, I think bits of it are absolutely super, and then that they work incredibly hard, and one just couldn't criticise the staff in any way, shape, or form. It just needs proper management. When you get